Stay in the now. Focus on reclaiming that energy. If anything's feeling stuck, ask the galaxy being to deliver transmutational holograms to free up any energy that's bound to these thought forms that you are addressing. A transmutational hologram is like a beautiful shimmering orb containing all of the information, all of the wisdom of the galaxy being, of the God of your being. And in that light, in that love, in that wisdom, any stuck energies, any bound up energies that come into contact with it, they simply transmute from their state of contraction to a state of unlimited potential. And that's what we're doing. We're freeing up the energy that you have contracted and bound up in emotions, so they can be unlimited once again, and you'll have access to that unlimited energy within your mind, within your body, and it will flow forward, enhancing your life, bringing new creativity, new joy, new love, a sense of peace with the moment. Instead of a sense of struggling against the moment to make something happen or to cover up a pain in the past. We're digging up all of these painful memories from the past. We're going to reclaim our energy from them. All that energy, all that pain, all that resistance to the pain will be transmuted back into a state of pure, unlimited energy that will flow through you in remarkable, uplifting, transformative ways. Now, for the people that are particularly sensitive to non-physical energies, you may sense some non-physical entities that have associated with you via the energy of the attitudes that we're addressing here. What that means is you've created a harmonic frequency. Imagine you are blowing on a harmonica, that funny little sound that it makes when you don't know how to play it. Well, that frequency is literally broadcasting out from your consciousness in all directions. So just like birds of a feather flock together in the physical world, the same is true of the non-physical world. So these entities have an affinity to that frequency that you're putting out with your own thoughts. Back to the example of jealousy, anger, resentment that we talked about earlier, somebody else getting that job or that promotion or that award that you wanted instead. Another entity will sense that frequency coming off of you, and they'll come and they'll hang out, having a little conversation, telling you, yeah, that's right, that person doesn't deserve it, you deserved it. So in a way, they're helping your ego identity become stronger and stronger, so that you repeat the memory and the emotions attached to it. And that emotional energy that you're giving off is picked up on by that other entity, and it continues to hang out because it likes the vibe that you're putting off. So it's very important to remember that these entities are there because of your own attitude. They're not harming you. They're not stealing your life force. They're not your enemies. They are a natural result of your state of consciousness. So simply thank them for the role that they've played in your evolution. You can send them a thought, such as, "Thank you for participating in my creations. But now, I'm taking my energy back from these limitations, so you are free to go away on your own journey now." And you can ask the galaxy being to give them a transmutational hologram if they choose to experience one. But do not try to force a transmutational hologram onto them. They are simply an entity with their own free will. And just like you don't want to be forced to do anything, this entity, if you try to force a hologram onto it, will resist. And now you've got a power struggle happening on a non-physical level. Simply, like I said, thank it for its role. Let it know that it can have a transmutational hologram delivered to it from the galaxy being, if it so chooses. 9 times out of 10, they'll choose to accept it, and their frequency will be raised, and they'll no longer feel an affinity towards you or anybody with that particular cluster of issues. Even if they don't accept the transmutational hologram, the entity will eventually leave because it's not receiving the frequency from your consciousness field that it has grown accustomed to. So don't worry, don't struggle, just simply stay in the moment. Let the energy of the cosmic flush flow through you. Reclaim your power from all those emotions and your resistance to those emotions. Take back as much of it as you can right now. During this entire process, it's very important that you stay neutral, or even better, you remain in a state of love. Now, if you're angry at, say, yourself for having these emotions, you're going to stop the process or slow it down. If you're angry at a non-physical entity for associating with you because you have these emotions, again, you're going to interfere with the process. When you can move into your heart and appreciate that these experiences and the emotions you've put on them have actually been a part of your overall awakening, your grander process that you're going through of experience and evolution on this plane, you're much more situated in your consciousness to take that power back. It's the resistance, the judgment, the anger, the victimization of these experiences that we perceive that hold us back and keep us from taking back the power that's in them. So instead of judging, you should rejoice. Be happy that you're engaging this process of liberating your consciousness from your own self-created limitations. Love all of your limitations, because that will move you into a space to reclaim the emotional energy that you've put onto them and tied up in them. If you can love yourself enough to forgive yourself and forgive others for those painful experiences, that's going to be that fertile soil that will allow your consciousness to flower into an amazing thousand-petaled lotus, to borrow a phrase from a good friend of mine. That's all for this recording. Enjoy the process. There's more to come, but for now, just enjoy and apply.